Hey everybody, good afternoon. It's John with the Witching Hour. So I have been telling myself I'm gonna stop doing solo shows, because I just don't feel like they go nice and smooth. I love doing my interviews, but I think I'd rather be talking directly to someone than anyway. I am here today because I just had to talk about the brand new release today, April 5th, Tubi Original Festival of the Living Dead. Spoilers. And on this one, I'm sorry, I do not care. Film is directed by Jen and Sylvia Soska, who have brought us American Mary, is where I'm just going to leave it at. One of my all-time favorite films. I've met the ladies. They had kind of fallen off for a long time. And I actually just saw an advertisement for this film yesterday. So I was like, okay, I'm kind of over the whole Living Dead and zombie films, to be honest with you. Just is what it is, but that's just me. So I sat down. I watched it today. I actually just finished watching it a couple minutes ago, and it was like, solo shows or not, I've got to talk about this movie. So the basis is it is over 50 years later after Night of the Living Dead, and it is the grandchildren of the character Ben from the original, and they are out at a festival that is to honor and remember the incidents that happened there. Okay, I get it. The premise is there. That's about the best thing I'm going to tell you for the movie. Okay, from the Soskas, I expect so much from them. I do. I really respect them. I did. The movie to me originally, I didn't know if I was going to make it past like the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie. It just has a made for TV feel. It feels like it should be airing on the Disney Channel, as a kid's Halloween movie. The makeup prosthetics are awful. The acting is definitely subpar. I can't even say if there was a good score or any kind of soundtrack to it, because there wasn't. One thing I will say that was kind of good is that it moved at fast pace, which means it was going to end quickly. I'm sorry, the Soska sisters even had a small part in the film, very small, basically a cameo scene, which I always kind of enjoy. Not just from them, but of any other film creators or actors that do small little bits in the movies. Maybe you'll like it, and I hope you do. I'm trying to be nice, and for the most part, all my film and movie reviews are always constructive. But I've had it. Okay, the Soska sisters, as I said, I've always been a fan of their work. They are professionals. They're getting paid. And this is not what I would expect from them. So I am sorry if this is a negative review. Who was it? I believe IMDb gave it a 6.4 review rating. Personally, I'd have to turn that around. I'd have to give it like a 4, if not a 3. And I don't do numerical ratings. I just like it or I don't like it. I do try to find good parts in the film. It was entertaining, which, yes, I know is a basis of movies to entertain you. It did not, for me. It was definitely nothing that I want to watch again, nothing that I would add to my collection. Am I glad I got to see it? No. I really wish that I had watched something different. Or had done anything different for that matter. But at any rate. And the Soskas actually tweeted that by saying that this film is a sequel to Romero's original masterpiece, Night of the Living Dead. So they are tying the two films together, which obviously they do by the characters. I just really wish that they had kept old George's name out of it. I think he'd probably appreciate the gesture, but I don't think he'd be very happy with the outcome of this film either. So with that being said, no, it's a no for me as well. But obviously, if you want to, please do give it a shout. See what you guys think. Let me know what you think. I hope you enjoy it. I do. I hope it's not a waste of your time. It did absolutely nothing for me. And it, like I said, the main problem I had was it was that made for TV feel. And I can't stand that in movies. I really can't. But that's pretty much about it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's not how I want to start mine off. But at any rate, if you do watch it, let me know. More power to you if you enjoy it. And I hope you do. I hope you find something in it that you thoroughly enjoy. Support the industry, support the horror films regardless. And I'll talk to you guys soon. And as always, please look for me on all social medias. Huge information from the Witching Hour coming up that I'm very, very excited about. I've got some great new interviews coming up that I'm also excited about. And other than that, you guys have a great weekend. Support me, please hit the subscribe button. It's down here somewhere. And share the information, share my page. I really appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. Keep it evil.